So what more do you think governments should be doing to tackle corruption in drug trafficking?
There are sets of the recommendations there, and which means basically it relates to the good legislations and good implementation of the legislations related to the anti-corruption activities, and the question of accountability, the good governance, and the transparency of the judiciary activities, and also the training of the people which they come to the law enforcement and judiciary to be trained, and so that how they can add to the resistance against the organized crime which they try to corrupt them. Fortunately, the majority, almost over the 90%, 95%, just to give a figure, we do not have a precise figure, of the law enforcement judiciary, they are beyond corruption because they are able to resist. And but at the same time, those very few which they discredit the respect of the public to the law enforcement and the governance, those are getting to be corrupted. The fact for that, it is the drug traffickers, they try to bribe people, and if they succeed, fine. If they don't succeed, then they start actively to intimidate them, and sometimes with violence. And indeed, a good number of the people in the front line of the law enforcement, they lose their life each year. And the board acknowledges and thanks those people.
Okay. One of the other issues that is raised in the report is about the availability of licit drugs for medical purposes. Can you tell us what the board's saying about that?
We have been successful to increase the amount of the utilization of narcotic analgesics and psychotropic drugs, but most of those improvement has happened in very few countries. For example, we say in the board's report that 80% of the licit narcotic analgesics is used by very, very few countries. And indeed 90% of the world population, they are having very little or none.
So if somebody in Africa, for example, is in need of morphine, are you saying that they're not able to get it? And what are the reasons for that?
Well, we did a study of all of the governments, and we have 147 responses from governments. The list of the impediments, which is more than one, it is articulated in the supplement to the board's report. The question of fear of addiction, for example, by the doctors, nurses, healthcare professionals, and the lack of education in the medical school, nursing school, etc., and the fear of the public of addiction, of use of those drugs, inappropriate fear, and then the question of the over-restrictions in some countries, in distribution, in storage, etc., and then, of course, economical aspect also. And the attitude towards the utilization and the lack of the good regulatory system in many of the countries.
You say the board has successfully prevented drugs from being diverted, the licit drugs from being diverted into illicit drugs, is that right?
Indeed. When we look at over the last few decades, the success has been that there is hardly any diversion from the licit to the illicit market at international trade. But there is, of course, the board acknowledges that there are plenty of the diversion from the licit to the illicit at the national level. And that is, of course, the responsibility of the governments to attend to that.
Can you explain how some of these designer drugs are bypassing the current international controls?
Designer drugs, by definition, they try to bypass the international drug control and national drug controls, and therefore by the slight modification of the molecules, they make it a drug which has the same effect as the sedative hypnotic, or the same effect as analgesic, or same effect as the stimulant drugs and but bypassing the international and national drug control. And this has become prevalent over the last few years, and the boat has brought to the attention of the governments. And it has been fortunate that a good number of the governments, they have made quick response, and they have brought their under their own national control, because many of the substances, they are not internationally controlled yet. And therefore, we make a recommendation that the governments need to be vigilant when they identify and they control it. And we also suggest that perhaps generic control is better than a specific one, because in no time, with another little molecular manipulation, you can get another substance. Therefore, all the time you have to chase the substances rather than making a generic control.
And how big a problem is this, does the board think?
Well, is increasing, is expanding. Still, of course, is not in the same league as the heroin, as the cocaine, as the cannabis, right, and the stimulant drug. But the history of the drug abuse, it shows that once it gets into the use by the people, it doesn't take that long to become prevalent.